Please be seated. Good morning. My name is Joseph Klensman, and I am the deacon intern here at Holy Comforter. Before I start preaching, I'd like to give you a little bit of background about myself. I'm a newcomer to Richmond. I've only lived here 15 years. But I was born and raised Roman Catholic in New Jersey. Church and community and service to my community has always been an important part of my life. In New Jersey, I was a volunteer firefighter, a fire instructor. Here in Richmond, I'm a volunteer EMT at Henrico Rescue. I mention this only because it's relevant to my sermon. So let me begin. Let us pray. Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you, Lord Jesus. Amen. In today's gospel, we have perhaps the most widely recognizable phrase in the Bible, John 3:16. God so loved the world, he sent his only son. But I'm not going to talk about that. Instead, I'd like to draw our attention to the Old Testament readings and the epistle. In our first reading, we find the Israelites have just escaped slavery and bondage from Egypt and are in the land of Edom, the wilderness. In Old Testament tradition, they complained. They complained they didn't have water, so God provided water. They complained that they didn't have food, so God provided manna, and yet they still complained. They were very impatient for the promised land, and complained so much they spoke against God and Moses. Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Their pride and impatience so upset God that he sent poisonous serpents that were biting the Israelites and they were dying. They finally realized that they had sinned against God and they asked for Moses to help. Once again, Moses interceded with God on their behalf and asked God to forgive them. God directed Moses to make an image of a snake and raise it up on a pole where whoever was bitten by the serpent and was dying need only look at the symbol and that they would be saved. As an EMT, I'm familiar with that symbol. It's on the back of most ambulances. It's the Star of Life. It's an international sign of medical rescue. Ambulances all over the world carry this symbol, that a sign that rescue is on its way. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we are told that they were dying because of their sins, and God alone made them alive. Together with Christ, by the grace of God, they were saved. Through faith, not by anything that they could do, but as a gift from God, so that they could be created to do his works. Early in the chapter in the gospel, we find that Nicodemus, a highly respected Pharisee, went to where Jesus was staying to have a private conversation. Very secretive, he did it under the cover of night, very hush-hush. Nicodemus, probably the only Pharisee who was treated kindly in John's gospel, because it appears that he was the only Pharisee that believed that Jesus was a true representative of God. Imagine that we're there with John and with Jesus and Nicodemus as they're having their conversation. Jesus introduced several new concepts, like being born again, or that just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Eternal life? Son of Man? Lifted up? Nicodemus must have wondered, what is this man talking about? Sadly, he would soon find out as Jesus was raised up on the cross. Today, just as in Moses' time and in the time of Nicodemus, there was sin. For the Israelites, their sin was impatience and pride. For the Ephesians, their sins was passion of the flesh and senses. For the people who rejected Christ as their Messiah, it was disbelief. Let me put it in other terms. They all rejected the salvation that God was offering. This rejection was a cloud that covered them. This rejection made them ashamed. It kept them in the darkness. Their pride and impatience was the poison of the snake circulating through their bodies, killing them. Like it or not, every one of us at times have sinned, perhaps not to the level of the Israelites or the Ephesians. We all want instant gratification, and sometimes we reject God. There have been times where my pride and disbelief and anger with God has cast a shadow over my relationship with God. We all have had moments of darkness and sickness, times when we felt alone. These are the moments that we need to call for rescue. As an EMT, I've been exposed to many strange situations, which generates many stories. And you can ask my family, I have many stories. And I'd like to share one with you tonight, today. One night, we responded to a single car accident. We found a car had gone off the road and had hit a tree. Behind the wheel, we found an elderly woman with her head down. And even though we tried to get a response from her, she did not respond. Ma'am, can you hear me? Nothing. No response. Our protocols require that an unconscious patient get an IV. So my partner says, looks like someone's getting an IV tonight. At which point, her eyes popped wide open, and she said, do you mind? I am praying here. It would appear she knew who to call when she was in need. In those moments of darkness, sadness, and sickness, we need to call for help, and the only one that can help us really is God. God rescued the Israelites that were dying from their sins. They were told that they just needed to look at a bronze snake on a stick to be saved. That simple act of atonement, that outward sign of faith, was all they needed to be saved. The good news for the Ephesians was God, who is so merciful, brought them back from the death of sin and made them and us alive with Christ by the grace of God. The good news for the believers of Jesus was if they only believed, they would be saved from eternal death. By coming into their light, their deeds would be seen as good works of God. Christ saved the world from death, from darkness, from the cold, barren wasteland of faithlessness and isolation. By the simple act of faith, of looking to the cross, they were saved. They moved into the light of salvation. And here's the good news for us, and there is always good news for us. God offers the same salvation for us today. And if I take my metaphor as God, as the rescuer, a little further, all we need to do is believe and call for salvation and have faith that help is on its way. Instead of calling 911, call G-O-D. Just as the woman in my car accident had done. Salvation is truly a gift from God. The Book of Common Prayer says we are accorded righteousness before God only for the merit of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by faith and not by our own doing or desires. It has always amazed me how relevant the lessons are for the people today as they were for the people thousands of years ago. It's a reminder that perhaps society has not advanced as much as we would like to think. Today we have the same ability to do wonderful things, to live in the light, doing God's work as our ancestors did. Like our ancestors, we all have the tendency to stumble and fall, to hurt, to be alone, to be isolated from God, to be in the dark. We all have an opportunity for salvation and to be rescued by the Holy Comforter. God, the dispatcher, so loved the world he sent his only Son to save us from eternal death. God dispatches the Holy Spirit today to strengthen us, to comfort us when we are hurt and broken and in need of rescue. However, salvation comes with responsibilities. It means that we are all called to be first responders, all called to be good Samaritans. We have a duty to our Creator to use the gifts that we were given to help the less fortunate, such as our food pantry, protect our earth, such as the work we do with the rain garden, to shelter our neighbors when they are in need through Caritas. I pray that we take this time during this Lenten season to look back at our lives to see how often we have been saved and rescued by God. That we have been rescued by the grace of God and not by our own doing. That we all find ways to respond to those in need. Salvation is waiting for us all. And all we have to do is believe that when we call and atone for our trespasses, God, the Holy Comforter and Rescuer, is on His way. Amen.